League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
And I've got a lot to get off my chest because they started the season horribly. We were playing QPR Sunday afternoon, 12 p.m. We were on Sky. We were all looking forward to it. I don't care what happens during the summer. The 30 minutes before the first game of the season, however bad the summer's been, and we've had a horrible summer. It's been a summer from hell. ITV should do some sort of documentary on it. So like Holiday from Hell, but Summer from Hell. It's just horrible being a Leeds United fan. But we were starting the season, so all's rosy in the garden. We were playing QPR at Loftus Road. And do you know how long it took for that new season feeling, that new season optimism, to be stamped on and replaced with the previous season's sort of dismay, sort of hatred towards your football club? It was horrible. It took 4 minutes for the season, for the optimism to be gone. We conceded from a corner. We conceded because our goalkeeper, even though we've changed our goalkeeper, is making the exact same mistakes which happened to the previous goalkeeper. His hands seemed to be soft. He flapped at a ball which was up in the air and sort of threw it in the direction of the net. It was so soft. It was so Leeds United. It was not. It's not laughable anymore. It's not funny. It's just like, I didn't swear when I was at the pub. I didn't shout. I just, you know, was like, right, okay, nothing's changed, has it? In that moment, that sort of circus-like moment where there's about 16 players in a two-yard space and the goalkeeper, all he has to do is just come and collect the ball. Come and catch it. You're taller than everyone else because you own hands and you're allowed to use them. And then from then on, right, you've conceded a goal. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. We're going to concede goals. With our defence, we are definitely going to concede goals. But just nothing happened. The urgency from the players, the sort of, what I noticed, what I wanted to say was, after 15, 20 minutes, I was thinking, nothing's happened since the goal. We've not done anything. And then 22 minutes in, our right back walks off the field. Berardi just walks off the field and then punches the dugout. I got a lot of stick from Leeds fans on Twitter about Berardi because I have not yet to be convinced by the bloke. I like his aggression, his fight, but I want more than fight. Leeds United might be like, oh, the old fashioned style of the Billy Bremner. We want someone going in hard, hitting hard, tackles dirty Leeds. But you know what I like seeing? I like footballers who can pass and play and cross and head. And I believe Berardi's got that commitment. And he was probably too committed. And that's why he said to Gary Monk, yeah, I can play. When he's not had any pre-season, he's clearly injured. And he couldn't last over 22 minutes. And he didn't get carried off on a stretcher. He walked off. But it's not his fault. I don't know why I got on that. Because Sol Bamba's our captain, and he plays like he's... What's the opposite of inspiring? Whatever it is, that's him. Because the players around him must just be so... What's the word? I don't know, confused about what he's going to do. Is he going to go for the header? Is he going to concede a free kick? Is he going to step forward? Is he going to make the pass, or is he going to continue with his run? Most often, you go, right, Sol, you've got him in the corner. You've got the defender. You've got the attacker in the corner. You've got the attacker in the corner. Don't touch him. He's not going anywhere. He smashes the bloke and concedes a free kick. That's not captain material. That's not smart. That's not smart football. But the worst thing about the Leeds United players at the moment is the panic they all seem to have when they receive possession. The sheer blind panic of, oh my God, what am I going to do with this football? What do I do with this football? And do you know what it might be? It might be because none of these players have played together before. The chopping and changing in our squad. Someone did a great tweet about Leeds United. Someone on my timeline said, it's shocking how many different players are in the starting lineup or in the squad playing for Leeds United. But the most shocking thing is that they're playing exactly the same of the players we've got rid of. The style of play's not changed. The panic when we receive the football's not changed. That's the worrying thing. The players change, but the sort of football we're playing hasn't. And that's a massive, massive worry. That's a real, real big worry. Because what happens when you take out players like Lewis Cook and Sam Byram, and then Charlie Taylor still in the squad, and then Alex Mertz on the bench? These players have played together in all age groups. They know what each other's like. They know what each player likes to play like. Or does that one shoot? Does that one pass? Does he want to play a through ball? Is he playing a long ball? To me, I look at players like who started at the weekend. Bartley, he didn't know whether he wanted to play the ball into midfield to Dia Garaga, who was, let's just not talk about him because he was awful, wasn't he? He totally had one. Stuart Dallas doesn't know what side of the field he likes playing on. Grimes, who was playing the number 10 role, the one we've got on loan from Swansea, he looked softer than Rob Green's hands. He looked really soft. And to me, I couldn't understand why Alex Mowat's not playing. All through pre-season, Alex Mowat played. Alex Mowat scored goals. Alex Mowat played well. So in the first game, why does Alex Mowat start on the bench? And we start Grimes. Roof, our new £3 million signing, looked really confused. He looked very confused into, am I passing? Am I dribbling? What am I doing? Am I playing 1-2s with Wood? He just didn't know. And this is what I was saying about the first 20 minutes. It just seemed to float by. And then half-time came. And you're like, what's happened here? Nothing's happened. There's been no change since the goal. It's sort of like it was 0-0. And we were like holding on. We had no shots on target the whole game. When you're losing, you at least show some fight. You at least go for the... You at least try. And that's what a player like Alex Mowat does. At least he shoots. He's got a lot of stick from Leeds fans for not being technically great or a good passer of the ball. Well, the thing is, Alex Mowat didn't have to be that, because he had a player behind him in Lewis Cook, which was all that. He was a good passer. He was a good technical player. And Alex Mowat was the person in front of Lewis Cook shooting. And I find it amazing how goal-scoring midfielders are taken for granted. Oh, he's rubbish, Alex Mowat. Who scores goals like Alex Mowat? I've not seen one. I've not seen a player score goals like Alex Mowat does. You need that in your team. Especially if we've got a striker like Chris Wood, who doesn't like scoring goals, who's awful at finishing. So I've kind of gone through the whole team now. And it's worrying. I find it worrying that it's a team full of loans. It's a team full of players who don't want to play for us. It's a team full of players who are on minimum wage, championship minimum wage. They're just here. Because, I don't know. Do people want players like we've got? Clearly they don't, because we've got a team full of loans. Just loan players. They're not even ours. So another team doesn't want that player so much that they're willing to give us it. That is the level. That is the level of Leeds United. We have got other teams' players that they don't want. That's it. It's worrying. We lost 3-0 at the weekend. I'm worried. I don't really want to say where I think we're going to finish, but it's not going to be high at the table. We've got a long season ahead of us. I don't know where the goals are coming from. Last season, we scored one of the fewest amounts of goals in the Championship. At home, our poor home fans saw no goals. Has anyone seen anything that they go, right, we got a few more goals in the squad now? Because if you do, get in touch at the Football Hour, at AlexMearn7, tweet me. I'm not positive at the moment. I'm not positive. I was really negative over the summer, right? And then 30 minutes before kickoff, the positivity came and I was excited about the season. And then 4 minutes later, I was back to this. And it's a shame, but that's been the Leeds United podcast. Thank you for listening. Let's hope next week I can do a bit more positive one. Come on, Leeds. Turn it round. Make me feel better about supporting my club. Please. I'm begging you. Right. Thank you for listening. I've been Alex Mearns. This is the Football Hour.
You've been listening to the Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.